Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you. You really could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come hang out with me. So I'm thankful for your presence today. I appreciate all our first-time visitors and listeners. You the bomb, girl. Be sure to connect with me at Tia Pugh Talks on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat, girl. Don't forget to share your favorite part of the podcast and tag me on social media so I can shout you. If you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about any other business relations, please email us info@tiapugtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. All right, today's topic is get out of the boat. It's time to get out of the boat. You may have read or heard the story of Jesus walking on the sea many of times before, but I know you have not heard it the way I'm about to break this thing down to you on today. I will not be reading the whole entire story, so I do encourage you to read the entire story when you get a chance. It's located over in Matthew 14 and 22 through 33, okay? So, let's just give a little background on the story that I'm going to talk about and really dive deep in today. So, the disciples were told by Jesus to get in a boat and go to the other side of the sea. They were obedient in doing so, but Jesus left them at sea all alone. While he went away to pray, he went away to pray because he had just let out a tremendous outpouring. So he was pretty much just building himself back up and, you know, pouring back into himself after he had such a great outpouring. Because after you have outpouring, you do need to take time to rest, you need time to recover, and various things of that nature. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read Matthew 14 24 through 32, and after each verse I'm going to break it down in the Tia Pugh Talks version. Okay, so the first one is verse 24, and it reads, "But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary." Let's break that thing down. You may be in a place right now feeling like you will never, ever get through this. And you have to listen to God and you have to follow his very instructions, because you're in a storm and you're going through pure hell. But during this, something's changing, something's moving, something is being birthed inside of you. Let's go on to verse 25. "Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea." Tia Pugh Talks version. "But he hears your cries during the situation that you're in and knows that you are in a distress. He knows that you are worn out. He knows what you're going through. And he wants to provide you with comfort and peace." Okay, so when I think of him coming to them and walking to them on the sea, I think of it in a way of, this is where he's hearing their cries, because they're like, oh my gosh, we're out in the middle of nowhere, we're by ourselves. And he's coming to them to provide them with that peace and that comfort that they're looking for. So let's move on. Verse 26. "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out for fear." Okay? Tia Pugh Talks version. He wants you to know that this isn't destined to take you out, but rather is designed to bring you out. There is a purpose in your storm, setbacks, trials, disappointments, circumstances, crazy situations. He has a plan in every last part of it, okay? So he knows exactly what he's doing. Just don't give up and hang in there to find out what the inner product really is. Verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Tia Pew Talks Virgin, begin to rejoice in the fact that Jesus has a plan for you in the midst of all the chaos that you are experiencing. Don't be afraid of the storm and don't let it have power over you. Jesus is literally in the midst of the storm, ready to supply you with everything you need to get out of the boat and tread on the very thing you thought was going to kill you. My goodness. I'll shout right there. Verse 28 reads, and Peter asked him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Okay, let me just stop right there. So, do you notice how Peter answered immediately? It doesn't say he waited, doesn't say he pondered, doesn't say he thought about it, he sat on it a couple days. It says immediately. Okay, you get that? Hold on to that. So he's asking him to do the unthinkable. He's asking Jesus to do the unthinkable. He just answers the voice of God without hesitation. He knows that it's him. He really does know that it's him. So what I want to tell you from that is pray to the Lord. Ask him to deliver you out of the storm that you are in. Ask him to show you that you have the power to walk on the thing that you thought was going to kill you. Ask him to show himself powerful and faithful during this time. Because believe it or not, he will. But you need to open your mouth. There is so much power in your tongue. You have the power to shift things. You have the power to change things in the atmosphere. But if you're not using what God gave you, which was that tongue and that beautiful voice, then nothing is going to change. So cry out to him, pray to him, ask him for signs. Another thing, do not ignore the signs when they come, because a lot of times we ask for signs and when they come, we flat out ignore them. Straight up, you know what I'm talking about. So, on to verse 29. So he said, Jesus said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. My goodness. TPT version. But please, y'all, please, 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 you are asking him to do something for you. He is going to require a new level of faith. Peter, when he asked him, look, if that's you, tell me to come to you. Peter didn't even know what he was opening up. He did not even know what he was tapping into by asking him that. He did not realize it would take a new level of faith to do the very thing that he asked. It kind of makes you wonder, did he really believe? Did he really believe? Because if he really believed, then he would have realized that it would take a whole nother level of faith. So, check it out. When he gives you direct instructions to get out of the boat and reign in victory over the storm, please, 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 don't take your eyes off of him. You need to focus on him, because if you lose sight of the purpose in reigning over your storm, you will, I can guarantee it, you will be overtaken by the storm that you were supposed to have victory over. You will, because you took your eyes off of him. You have to stay focused in this season. There is nothing that you have time for more than your purpose, more than the very thing that God has called you to do in this earthly realm. It's time to birth something. It's time to come up out of that boat. It's time to move like never before. Y'all, let me calm down, because I'm getting excited. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" 32. And when they got in the boat, the wind ceased. But God, praise him for being an ever present help in the time of trouble. Even if you do take your eyes off of him in the midst of walking on the thing that was designed to kill you, and you start to sink in grief, depression, low self-esteem, or due to a lack of faith, I highly encourage you to throw your hands up in worship, and he will be there to pick you up. When you get out of the boat in pursuit of him, he will never let you fail. He will not let you sink, nor will he let you drown. Do you know one reason why? That's simply because he isn't going to make himself look bad. He said he wouldn't leave you nor forsake you. So there is no way he is going to go against his word. Come on now, somebody. You know, one thing I like, how it never says that he let go of Peter's hand. When Peter got out of the boat and got to Jesus, he held on to his hand. He clung to him until they got back on solid ground. When they get to the destination, hallelujah, destiny, the wind ceased. That blessed me, y'all. That really blessed my socks off, that the wind ceased. When they got to their destiny, there was no more torrential winds. There was no more crazy winds. It was no more tornadoes. The water was not shaking and splashing up against the boat. It was not crazy, because he had got to his destination. And although the boat was comfortable for Peter, he wanted to experience Jesus in a new way. And because of his level of faith, by getting out of the boat, he is the only one in the Bible to have walked on water. So I'm asking you right now, are you ready to experience Jesus in a new way? Are you content with living mediocre? Are you content with living a small lifestyle? Are you content with just doing what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Are you content, or are you ready to get out of the boat, despite what it looks like, despite what it may feel like, despite of the reactions and the things that people may say while you're doing something crazy, while you're going and leaping out and just doing the most craziest thing that you ever thought possible? Are you ready to be the only one that did what Peter did for God's glory? Are you? Are you? Are you? Well, y'all, I hope and pray that this has encouraged you. I hope and pray that this has inspired you to get out of that boat and to do the very thing that God has called you to do, despite of what it may look like, despite of what it may feel like. God's got you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to leave you. He wouldn't call you to leave you. Come on now, somebody. He wouldn't call you to leave you. I'm just going to say that again, because I feel like that's really got to get in somebody's spirit on tonight. That's really got to touch somebody. He wouldn't call you to leave you. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to close out in prayer because that's just what I do. Father God, we just come to your throne humbly on tonight, Lord God. We thank you and bless you for who you are, God. We thank you for such an amazing day, Lord God. We thank you for breathing breath in our bodies on this morning, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. So we're very grateful for it, Lord God. We thank you for the purpose that you have instilled inside of each and every one of us, Lord God. We just ask that you will make us even more confident in that which you have called us to do, Lord God. Give us the resources, the connections, hallelujah, God, to do that and to walk that thing out in the totality of it, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of boldness in this season, Lord God. We already thank you for it, God, because we know that you are rising up leaders in this season, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We bless you and we thank you for the great and mighty things that you are going to do in our life, the immediate blessings that are going to happen in our lives, Lord God. We bless you and we thank you for that. We give you all honor and praise on today, and it is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray and say amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us exactly what it is that we need to get out of the boat and to do that which you have called us to do, the resources, the boldness, Lord God, the divine connections, the people that are going to push us, the people that are not going to give up on us, the people that are not going to let us down, the people that are going to hold us up when we need it the most, the people that are willing to go to the throne on our behalf. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thank you for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Be sure to connect with me at Tia Pugh Talks on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Don't forget to share your favorite part of the podcast on social media. Be sure to tag me so I can shout you out. If you would like to sponsor a show or would like to inquire about any other business relations, you can email us at info@tiapugtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch no matter what anybody has to say about your journey or your path or the way you do what God has called you to do. Continue to just do it relentlessly, regardless of what anybody has to say, because at the end of the day, who are you really doing it for? Come on, somebody. All right. I love y'all so very much. I appreciate you again for tuning in to TFU Talks, the podcast. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.